and it will also use very little energy.
The U.S. Green Building Council is expected to award the new facility a gold or platinum rating, the highest on its four-tiered scale, when the project is certified later this year. Interim College of Business Dean Larry DeBrox says setting the standard for socially responsible construction is only part of the way there, as it's now up to students to decide how the new building will be used. Gifts to the University of Illinois and its foundation went up 12% in the fiscal year that ended June 30th. Nearly $214 million was donated in FY 2008. 31% of those gifts came from U of I alumni, 27% from corporations, the rest from foundations, friends of the university, and associations. U of I Foundation Vice President Don Coit says they're aware of the impact the shaky economy may have on giving to the university, but he says they haven't yet felt that impact.
It will affect us at some point in time, but through the first quarter of this year, actually our giving has been up compared to where it was a year ago. But I think it probably will affect us here in the future.
Coit says they're monitoring how the U of I's endowments and investments weather the current economy, and he says some donors may want to spread their giving out over a longer period of time. Meanwhile, the U of I is ahead of schedule in raising money through its Brilliant Futures Capital Campaign. 5 years into the 8.5-year campaign, Brilliant Futures has raised $1.47 billion towards its goal of $2.25 billion. That's nearly two-thirds of the total raised as the campaign nears its two-thirds point. An annual campaign to replenish food pantries over East Central Illinois takes on a more critical tone this year. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank hopes to raise $70,000 and collect 190,000 pounds of food through the end of the month. That's to help meet a 59% jump in need in the last year. Director Jim Hyers says so far the food bank has been able to keep up through prudent buying techniques and good old-fashioned public generosity.
We've spent a great deal of our time searching out ways, forming different partnerships with through the Food Bank Association in Illinois and through Feeding America, which used to be America's Second Harvest, which we're a member of. But more importantly, we've had donors, particularly on the financial side, help us a great deal more, and which makes our job a lot easier when we go out and find food.
Hyer says the people who visit food pantries have evolved over the last year to include more people who have jobs but can't make ends meet because of rising costs. He says winter heating costs may force even more people to need donated food. Hyers estimates that though many families aren't resorting to food pantries now, one event in their lives could push them into need. A new report says poor economic conditions could push more people in Illinois and across the nation into poverty. Some of the contributing factors are loss of jobs, decline in wages, and not having a high school degree. The Chicago-based Heartland Alliance Mid-America Institute on Poverty released the report today. It says about 20% of people enter poverty when the head of the household loses a job. It's 5:33.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the licensed professionals at Body Therapy Shop, dedicated to helping clients relieve stress-induced muscle or joint pain with therapeutic massage, body work, and physical therapy services. Located in the Lincoln Square Village, Urbana, with more information on the web at bodytherapyshop.com.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's 55 degrees on Friends Plaza. Northern Illinois temperatures a little cooler, all the way down to 45 degrees at Freeport with drizzle there. We do have some light rain falling right now on Friends Plaza, and a little area just to the west of Champaign-Urbana promises to bring at least a few more scattered showers to the area. Looks like the general trend will be to the south of Champaign-Urbana around the areas in Tolono. Philo can expect a brief shower or two in the next half hour or so. But after that, we do expect to see clearing setting in, especially after midnight. And with the clear skies, light winds, expect a cool night. Low of 38 degrees with scattered frost possible towards daybreak tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, not a bad day. Sunny, the high 62. The average high temperature, 63 degrees. So pretty close to average for tomorrow. The wind out of the northeast to easterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a clear sky, and again, when you have clear skies and low dew point temperatures, as we have been seeing, Can expect to see some scattered frost forming. Low temperatures tomorrow night will range from around 40 degrees in town to the mid to upper 30s in nearby rural locations. For Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, and it's a south breeze that'll help push the temperature up to a high of around 72 degrees. Partly cloudy for Sunday night with a low temperature of 46, and then back to a partly sunny sky on Monday with a high temperature of 65. Across Illinois and Indiana right now, well, I told you the cool spot, Freeport at 45. The mildest temperatures, 64 degrees at both Carbondale and Metropolis in southern Illinois, and they do have some sunshine in the southern portion of the state. Willard Airport, cloudy, 55 degrees. The wind out of the north at 7 miles per hour. It's 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Barack Obama was educated at top-notch schools, Occidental College, Columbia, and Harvard Law, but he's repeatedly said that he got his best education in Chicago.
I knew no one in Chicago when I arrived was without money or family connections, but a group of churches had offered me a job as a community organizer for the grand sum of $13,000 a year.